Blog Talk Radio.
3, 2, 1. When our first guest isn't entertaining radio listeners, he's making made-for-television movies. Ringside is his latest, coming Sunday night on TV One. Russ Barr joins me next in an internet radio exclusive. The breakout star of MTV's Girl Code co-hosted the Video Music Awards pre-show last night here in NYC. Next stop, Loosely Exactly Nicole, happening on MTV next Monday night. We will have Nicole Byers stop by our stop at the top of the hour. Also ahead, news notes and our classic trivia question of the week. Hello, everyone. I'm Simon Applebaum, live from New York on Blog Talk Radio. This just in, tomorrow will be televised. Brought to you by Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free book when you sign up for a 30-day trial at audibletrial.com/televised. More details later this half hour. Happy to have you with us on this final Monday of August 2016 for the program All About Television. 92 degrees at the top of the hour here in New York. We have a pair of fantastic guests coming your way over the next 60 minutes, and we invite you for sure to be part of the action. How do you do that? You raise your voice and you use this phone number, 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906. That number is good anyway. You're catching us across the country, around the world, right here on Blog Talk Radio. We have a chat room already in business, and it's SimonApple04, my name. You will find it at our homepage. That's blogtalkradio.com/televised. And our very good friend, Rick Webb from Philadelphia, is already in the room. So use the phone or the room. Either way, we will hear you. And while the program is on the air, you can connect others by using Facebook Timeline. Click on the Facebook icon on your Blog Talk screen, follow the instructions, and other people can be live with you. Ringside's Russ Barr will join us live from Washington, D.C. after these news notes. Christian Bale, co-starring with Ted Danson on NBC's new sitcom The Good Place next month, is getting into preschool program development. She's putting together Doe, Ray, and Me, an animated series out to foster music appreciation accompanied by original songs. Amazon will adapt the popular video game from Japan into The Idolmaster, a TV series set and produced in South Korea. The drama will star women who in real life want to become K-pop, as in Korean pop music, superstars. Amazon will distribute the series in English and other languages next year. A couple of casting quickies before we get to our first guest. The Cosby Show co-star Felicia Rashad will have a recurring role on Empire when season 3 begins September 23rd on Fox. And Oscar nominee Emily Watson will play the second wife of Albert Einstein, that's Ella, on Genius, the new series from Nat Geographic Channel launching next year. And that's news notes for today. As I mentioned at the top, our first guest leads a double life in entertainment. He entertains millions of radio listeners on Radio 1 with his morning show and his weekend show on air. He's done that for years. But when he isn't doing that, he is putting made-for-TV movies together. 2 years ago, we had him on this program. We did a wonderful film starring Charles Dunn for Comeback Dan on the Up Network, which, in my opinion, Mr. Dunn should have gotten an Emmy nominee for Best Actress in a Movie or Miniseries. He is back on the scene next Sunday with his latest work on TV 1. It's called Ringside. It's a boxing drama and more than a boxing drama. And in this case, our guest not only directed the film, he produced and wrote it. Joining us live from Washington, D.C., it's great to have back on Russ Barr. Hi, Russ.
How you doing, man?
Very, very fine, thank you. Is this something new for you where, in addition to directing Ringside, you're also going all the way and producing and writing it?
Well, actually, I think I've written and produced and directed about 80% of my movies, so... This isn't really a new territory for me. You know, a lot of times my movies, I don't want them always to go to TV, but, you know, hey, listen, it's a great place to go and not lose too much money.
Yet there must be something about this film that had you say, I want to do it all. I want to produce this. I want to write this. I want to direct this. I want to steer this. What about the subject matter or what you want to say in this particular film had you act that way?
Well, you know, TV One, they wanted to do something like they hit me up and said, Russ, we want to do like a black Entourage, you know, and somebody threw up, hey, let's do it about a rapper. I'm like, well, that's not original. Started kicking it around. I went, you know what? Boxing. Boxing is sexy. It incorporates, you know, the hip-hop world. It crosses over every demo. That's one thing. If you go to like a Floyd Mayweather fight, you see everybody from older white men to young women to, you know, black, white. It didn't matter. It crossed so many sections. I said, there is a bevy of storylines there. And I really wanted to delve into this because, you know, I haven't really done anything sports-related. And I'm a big fan of Muhammad Ali, and obviously I did a little boxing when I was a kid, but I wasn't very good at it. I didn't like getting punched in the nose. But, you know, we put it together, and I just wanted to kind of humanize the game a little bit. That's what I tried to do with this movie.
Mm-hmm. Was Ali a role model, the big role model in putting together the main character?
Actually, I did something different with this guy. You know, I took, like, Ali, and I took Floyd Mayweather, and I gave him the good qualities of Ali. You know, this guy has a master's degree in clinical psychology. So there's no real reason for him to fight. You know, that's not his thing. He didn't have to do it, but he does it. You know, he loves the game. He wants to take care of his siblings. So, you know, I didn't want to make it an atypical storyline of, yeah, I was in the streets fighting all my life, and, you know, that's how I learned how to beat people up, and so on and so forth. I wanted to do something unconventional, and that's why I kind of tagged him with being a college-educated fighter.
Taking it one step further, you mentioned some of the folks at TV One that while this film has boxing as a subject matter, it's also about what you describe as battles, the battles that everybody on this planet Earth faces. What did you want to
right.
say about that?
It's a good question because, you know, in a lot of my movies, I try to find something that's unique and not necessarily, you know, attributed to one group of people. And in this particular film, you know, with the lead, I really wanted to deal with his conflict. He's constantly conflicted between taking care of his hangers-on, because if you notice that most, you know, boxers have an entourage and they hire all their good buddies and their close friends that are not necessarily good at what they do. Like, he has a little brother that's a rapper who can't rap. Well, actually, he can rap, but he's just not very good. You're talking about the battles. He has his best friend who graduated with him from college. He has a gambling addiction, and we kind of tackle that. And it causes a lot of strife, you know, in both those characters' lives. So, you know, and then I got the bodyguard who hates violence. He doesn't believe in fighting. So, you know, we got all these different dynamics going on. A little sister that's trying to find herself, and you're trying to mesh them all together so it's not too complicated. Hopefully I accomplished that.
Ringside is the newest made-for-TV movie on TV One, and it's coming up this Sunday night. That's Labor Day Eve. It's getting double play on the channel. The premiere is at 7 o'clock Eastern Pacific Time, and it immediately goes on again at 9 o'clock Eastern Pacific Time. Russ Parr is the producer, the writer, the director of this made-for-TV movie. It's something he's very familiar with because he's done a number of made-for-TV movies over the years. Some of you, of course, may know him as one of the popular morning show hosts on radio through Radio 1, syndicated in markets coast to coast with the Russ Parr Morning Show during the weekdays and on air during the weekends. Russ joins us live from Washington, D.C. this half hour on a special later-than-normal edition of Tomorrow Be Televised. We're normally on 3 p.m. Eastern New Pacific. Simon Applebaum, who is you live from New York, delighted you are with us with Rush. If you have a question or comment for him, give us a ring, 646-652-2906, or use our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. And coming up at the top of the hour, we are expected to be joined by the breakout star of MTV's Girl Code. She had some night last night co-hosting the Video Music Awards here in NYC near Madison Square Garden, Nicole Byer. She's got a brand new show, and it's her first situation comedy, and it premieres the night after Ringside. That's Monday night, that's Labor Day night on MTV, part of two new comedies preparing in the 10 o'clock hour. Hers is called Loosely Exactly Nicole, and it premieres at 10:30 Eastern at Pacific Time. Coming up on our show next Monday at our regular time, actually next Tuesday, because we take Labor Day off, we'll have the former director of the Independent Film Project, whose major event, IFP Film Week, takes place every year here in New York. But this year there are two twists. One, it's going to Brooklyn, not Manhattan, and secondly, it's covering television for the very first time. Amy Dodson, the former director of IFP, will be one of our guests next Tuesday, regular time, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, right here on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. Russ, tell us about how you got the cast together, starting with Tyler Lepley, who plays the hero, the boxer.
Well, you know, it's interesting what I did with Tyler. You know, it was between Tyler and a couple of other guys. As soon as he walked into the audition room, I just started throwing jabs and crosses at him to see if he could throw his hands up nicely. And, you know, I did that with Alan Maldonado also because, you know, obviously they're the two combatants. And he put them together really good, and then he moved in on me for a kill shot, and I'm like, oh, okay. And to top that off, he's an incredible actor. Tyler is going to be huge. I'm telling you right now. I seem to grab these guys before they, like, really blow up. Like, you know, I grab Kevin Hart for 35 and Ticking, and the next movie he does, he's just, like, on top of the world. I guess that's – I'm the stepping stone for everybody. You know, you step on my face on your way to the top, which is – it's okay. But, you know, Tyler was just – he has a very congenial side, but his eyes can go very dark. And, you know, that's what I look into for an actor. I look in their eyes and see if I believe them when they're playing a character. He could go dark, but he also had just that fun, quirky kind of guy that was perfect for this role. And, you know, with Alan Maldonado, who you see in Blackish and Survivor's Remorse, this guy is just a ball of energy. You know, we wanted to cast a bigger man, you know, because Alan's probably been like 5'7 and about 140 pounds. I wanted a big guy. But I thought about, you know, when I was writing this, I thought about Manny Pacquiao and Floyd Mayweather. And the reason why Floyd didn't want to fight him for years because of the rumors of steroid use. So that fit in a very perfect storyline, you know, that, you know, Alan Maldonado's character, Spencer Collier, you know, is a user. And that's why he's all cut up and ripped. But those guys just killed it at the audition, as did everybody.
Mm-hmm. And incidentally, Maldonado was also in one of last year's great films, Straight Outta Compton, as well as Blackish. And he's
right.
Someone that is starting to get known, and you may have another star that's on the rise.
Yep. They just step over me.
Now you also have,
okay.
You also have a love interest. I'm sorry, Russ. You also have a love interest. Her name is Rainey Branch, and she plays Indira, and she gets to win the heart of Jason, who is the lead role.
Yeah, and, you know, she's got her issues also, but Rainey is she was the typical girl next door, you know. She has that kind of innocence. Very solid actress, you know. We shot this movie in 12 days. And I couldn't have done it unless I had really strong actors. And everybody brought it, you know. Seven Streeter, who plays Tyler Lepley's sister, she's a recording artist, and this is her first major role. And she just knocked it out of the park in the audition, you know. So it's always good to be able to bring fresh faces. You know, we're used to seeing the same faces in the same roles and the same movies. And you know, I tip my hat to TV1 because they're like, hey man, let's go for it. Let's create our own stars. Let's create our own name and our own lane. So I was pretty excited about that. Jackie Long plays the guy with a gambling addiction. Jackie, you're used to seeing him in ATL and things like that, and he's normally doing comedy, but we really got him away from that and played a very serious dramatic role, and he killed it. He absolutely killed it. You know, I've got a number of critics that, not just my friends, that have really, you know, raved about this movie. So I'm really kind of excited about it.
Mm-hmm. Incidentally, when you cast a film like this, how much do you go for playing people against type? Or as opposed to playing people that you could see, I see this person as a boxer, I see this person as a singer, I see this person as, you know, the journalist?
That's a great question. Because, you know, it's a little bit of both, but I mainly look for the look, if they fit it. Because I know there are a lot of people that go to auditions, and they feel like they blew it because they didn't get the role. But it has a lot to do with the look, because I think if any director's worth their weight in salt, you know, it's a challenge. Even if somebody's not a great actor, to get a performance out of them is a challenge, and I like that challenge, especially when they fit the look. especially when you're casting a, like a brother and a sister or two brothers, you want them to look alike. You don't want them, you know, okay, we just went for the best actors. That doesn't always work, and it's a distraction to the viewer. You want the viewer to be able to believe that these guys are actually brothers because they do favor each other a little bit. But I was fortunate enough to Quan. It's just a phenomenal – this is a very powerful actor also. You know, I saw him in one of Isaiah Washington's movie, Blue Caprice, and that guy – he's vicious. He's just a beast. So I was blessed with very powerful actors, and we were just blowing through everything. I mean, it's just we have fun. You know, we don't have any turmoil on our sets ever, and that's what helps us move at a nice clip. But we have fun, and I make sure that the performance is right. I consider myself an actor's director.
Did you, when you were filming it over those 12 days, have to do a lot of rewrites or write things on the spot to maybe take advantage of things that were happening or things you like juices that were flowing that you wanted to take full advantage of between actors or between scenes?
I do it all the time, and that's the luxury of being the director and the writer. And you know what? I also allow the actor to interpret it how they would say it. If my words seem corny to them, how would you say it? And if I don't agree with them, I say, okay, we'll shoot it your way and we'll shoot it my way. If one is better than the other in post, that's what I'll use. You know, when you're doing, you know, movies at such a fast pace, you know, a lot of times your locations aren't locked. You don't you have to adjust to the location. So obviously the script will change. And you know, what I like to do is I'm a spontaneous writer and I like spontaneous acting. I'll throw something at an actor at the last second to get their first real reaction, and that's usually what makes it to the screen.
We've had, in the course of film history, a lot of great boxing dramas, the setup, the Robert Wise with Robert Ryan, Champion, Ali, of course, Raging Bull. Did you study any of those films in terms of developing how you wanted your directing style for this film to be?
I actually am a fan of those films. I mostly looked at the boxing scenes because, you know, I kind of knew what I wanted to do with the dramatic scenes and the comical scenes and things like that. I wanted to watch how they shot it, you know, tight end angles. You know, when you don't have a huge budget like these films, we didn't have that. So you have to be creative. So I looked at everything I could possibly get my hands on and figure out angles. And Keith Smith, my DP, was just really on it. You know, what we tried to do is to give the feel of it being a legitimate fight. I mean, because the worst thing you do, you can watch a boxing movie and somebody throws a blow and the guy gets hit and he misses by a half a mile. You know, we tried to avoid that. And so it's important to watch the choreography in some of these boxing matches because you have to choreograph the camera. You have to be able to move with that. And we did some creative things, like we put a camera inside some pads and we would punch it. And we just did a lot of different things just to try to give a feel of a vicious fight.
Les Paul is with us. He is the producer, writer, director of TV One's latest original movie. It's Ringside. You can catch it this Sunday night twice, 7 p.m. Eastern Pacific, then 2 hours later, 9 p.m. Eastern and Pacific on TV One. And, of course, some of you may know Russ as one of the top morning radio personalities around. His show, the Russ Paul Morning Show, available throughout the country in syndication through Radio One, also his weekend show called On Air as well. And he joins us live this half hour from Washington, D.C., the nation's capital, here on Tomorrow Be Televised. Simon Applebaum with you live from New York. Delighted to have you with us this final Monday of August 2016 as we wrap up month number one of our 10th year on the air as the program All About Television. If you have a question or comment for us, give us a ring, 646-652-2906, or use our chat room, SimonApple0419. Coming up with our classic trivia question of the week, if you're first with the correct answer this week, you can win the wonderful book, Twin Peaks FAQ, published by Applause Books. So stick around. That's coming your way before the top of the hour. Russ, earlier this year, TV One declared that they were next year going to launch scripted drama series. They've done scripted comedy for several years, Ricky Smiley Show, born again virgin more recently. Have they talked to you about the possibility of Ringside becoming a weekly series next year if the ratings are good?
Yes, absolutely. I directed quite a few episodes of Born Again Virgin. That was really fun to do. But the way I wrote Ringside, it kind of leaves you hanging on a couple of things. Some things that are unexpected, and you want to resolve some issues. And, I mean, you could put it together if you think about it, but I think it's actually kind of perfect. I wrote it like a backdoor pilot. You know, I wanted it to be able to go into series. If we get a good rating, you know, I think we have a good shot at it. And TV One's defense, you know, we're a network that we don't have all the big resources like some of the other big networks where they can take chances on shows. You know, the shows have to prove themselves. And I understand that. So if we don't get a number, then, you know, hey, it is what it is. But I'm banking on the fact that people will find this movie very interesting, and I think it caters to almost every demo.
And more importantly, they're giving you a great shot to find it on a big holiday weekend, twice on this Sunday night, plus the following Sunday, they will also run at 5 o'clock, so more people, let's say, on the weekend afternoon can do it. So at least you can say that you're getting a very, very good shot to get an audience.
Absolutely. You know, listen, it's just really great to be able to work with a network that is, you know, that is actually giving a lot of people an opportunity to, you know, to showcase, you know, first run movies and the whole line. I think it's been proven fairly successful for the network, and I expect them to do more of that. But under Brad Siegel and D'Angelo Proctor, I think they've made some really smart moves as far as bringing fresh content to everybody, and it's paying off. I can see it in the ratings.
Russ, where did you produce the film, and how did the location impact the way it was handled?
We shot it in Los Angeles, and because we're moving, you know, we had to shoot some scenes up in the mountains, and we used drones and things like that. Did a back lot in Burbank area for the boxing scenes. But, you know, L.A. has, you know, so, you know, rich in, you know, as far as places to shoot and so on and so forth. I shoot a lot of things in Atlanta, but this is an L.A. movie because I wanted to have it close to Vegas. So it would be a natural transition in the storyline to move it to Vegas.
If you do become a series, would it be shot in Vegas? Have you already started to give viewers out to the Vegas Film TV authorities about perhaps originating it there?
I think that's one of the goals to do that. You know, a lot of these states are getting hip, like Georgia, you know, and basically giving you, you know, the tax incentives to come and work there. And it's been very beneficial in Georgia and in the Atlanta area. You know, you just hope that other people would jump on that bandwagon. But I would love to shoot in Las Vegas. You know, it's a very heavy union town. And, you know, listen, you know, it may cost a little bit more. And I think that's the big thing. That's the difference between, you know, where you shoot, you know, and how much you shoot. But at the same time, you want that Vegas location. It really looks wonderful on camera.
As you said, Russ, your made-for-TV films are sort of a stepping stone for a lot of people on all sides of the camera. Come Back, Dad, same thing. When you were on this program 2 years ago because it was written by the winner of the American Black Film Festival screenplay contest, which continues, by the way, through TV One. What's it like to bring new talent along, whether they are acting, whether they are writing, whether they're, you know, working with you in cinematography or makeup or hairstyling? What's it like to be someone who, because of your experience, not just doing film, mm-hmm. but also because of the experience you have in radio, in terms of bringing these
right.
people along and making sure they have the best possible chance of success?
Well, you know, one of the things, if you ever came and just shadowed me one day on my set, you'll find that everybody's engaged. I don't care if you're an intern. I don't care if you're a PA. I don't care if you're a grip. If you see something, hey, Russ, you ever thought about this? What about this angle or whatever? Some of the stuff I might use, I won't use. I always encourage people, I don't care who you are, bring it to me, because we're all in a creative business. And I love it when people shadow me and see my style. Everybody has a different style. I remember shadowing a director who will go unnamed, and I watched how he treated his actors. And I said, you know what? We'll never, ever treat an actor like that. And, you know, that screaming and berating them, you don't do that, because I direct right into an actor's ear. I will leave Video Village, and I will come and give direction to them privately. Because, you know, you don't destroy the confidence. And, you know, some actors can be very insecure, and that's because they get beaten up and they're chastised in front of their peers. And that's something you'll never get on a Russ Parr film. You know, Eric Thomas Soonis and Swirl Films, the production company of note, they just do a wonderful job of keeping all the unnecessary crap away from me and let me do my thing with everybody else. And like I said, it's always great and rewarding to see somebody come back to me and say, Russ, I actually had a DP that one of my first features. He was back, he was behind the scenes just taking stills. And now he's a very prominent DP. So it's, I'm not going to take any credit for it. He had that goal, but you start somewhere, and I love giving people opportunities.
Ringside is TV1's latest original made-for-television film, and it knocks your way this Sunday night twice, 7 p.m. Eastern, followed by immediate repeat at 9 p.m. Eastern Pacific Time, and then the following Sunday will be on at 5 p.m. Eastern and Pacific Time. Check your local listing where TV1 is available in your area on cable and satellite. For more details about the program online, here's where you go, www.tv1.tv. That's tv1.tv. And, of course, you can catch Russ Parr most days around the nation with the Russ Parr Morning Show weekday syndicated through Radio 1. Also, his weekend show on air with Russ Parr. Check your local listings for where that program is available on a radio station near you. And for more details online about those programs, you can go to blackamericaweb.com. That's blackamericaweb.com. Great radio, by the way, any day of the week. Check Russ out. Russ, thank you again for being with us. A pleasure. Like I said, I really enjoyed Come Back Dad 2 years ago, pulling for you with Ringside. I hope it does become perhaps the first TV1 original drama series next year. And if so, you are welcome back.
Thank you, man. I really appreciate it, man. It's always great. Great questions, by the way. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Russ. You know it. You know, we're both hosts, but you know it because of what you do, and I really appreciate it. Okay, Russ, take care. All the greatest.
All right, take care now. Bye-bye.
Russ Parr, you got it. Russ Parr, producer, director, writer of Ringside, once again this Sunday night, 7 p.m. and 9 p.m. Eastern Pacific Time on TV1. Let's start clapping to me a question of the week before the top of the hour. If you are first with the correct answer, you can win the wonderful book, Twin Peaks FAQ, published by Applause. We got a Western question for you this week, and here it is. What Western television series launched first? Frontier, Frontier Circus, or Frontier Doctor? What Western television series launched first? Frontier, Frontier Circus, or Frontier Doctor? We want you to give us both the series name and the year that it launched. We'll give you one hint. It happened between 1950 and 1970. 1950 and 1970. Again, what Western TV series launched first? Frontier, Frontier Circus, or Frontier Doctor? We want both the series name and the year that it launched. If you're first with that answer, you win Twin Peaks FAQ, the wonderful book based on the classic ABC series. It's coming back next year, all new on Showtime. And how do you get involved? You email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. It's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Please include your name and your mailing address. You can also use Twitter to get the answer in. Just go to hopscotch.com. Actually, go to Twitter, hashtag TWBT, the Twitter hashtag TWBT. The Twitter option is made available by the wonderful people at Hopscotch. The folks invite you to create your own social soundtrack anytime you like. So go to hopscotch.com and find out how. If you just missed the question, no problem. I'll post it tomorrow morning on my Facebook page and my own Twitter hashtag at UBC Simon TWBT. That's at UBC Simon TWBT. Remember, you have to be in it to win it. So get in, and all the best. When we come back, she had a great night last night. co-host of the MTV Demon Wars pre-show, and she's on her way to her own comedy series starring for the first time. Nicole Byer of Loosely Exact Expo joins me here in New York after we pause at the top of the hour for web identification. You are listening to the best internet radio on the planet, www.blogtalkradio.com, more than 25 million listeners around the world every month and growing. It's your home for the new game show craze and all of radio, Trivial Warfare. That's Trivial Warfare. Check it out Sunday night, start its time exclusively on Blog Talk Radio. Remember, best of BTR 24/7 at YouTube.com. Welcome back to the second half of Tomorrow Be Televised this Monday afternoon. Welcome you just joining us at the top of the hour. Simon Applebaum with you live from New York. If you have any questions or comments for our next super guest, give us a ring, 646-652-2906, or use our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. Rick Webb, our great friend from Philadelphia, already in the room. We have a very special guest for you at the top of this hour. She had a great night last night co-hosting the pre-show of the MTV Music Awards live from Madison Square Garden. I was there checking the scene out on Saturday, and it was an amazing show. Beyonce, Rihanna, Kanye West, Nick Jonas doing that wonderful number from TikTok Diner on 34th Street and 8th. It was an amazing show, and she was part of it. She is the breakout star of MTV's popular series, Girl Code. And next Monday night, she joins the MTV Comedy lineup with her own series, Loosely Exactly Nicole. Join us live in an internet radio exclusive, Nicole Byer. Hello, Nicole.
Hi, how are you?
Great, thank you. What was it like co-hosting the VMA for the first time last night?
It was wild. It was crazy. I was backstage, literally near everyone's dressing room, so I saw everyone after they came off stage. The backup dancers were all near me. There was floor producers everywhere. It was truly so chaotic.
How much did you know about what was going to happen last night with Beyonce and Nick Jonas and Rihanna and Tracee Ellis Ross and the Olympic gymnasts and on and on and on?
Well, I mean, I have the script, so I knew who was performing and I knew who was presenting, and then I got to watch everyone's rehearsals because during the dress rehearsal, everyone went through their, you know, their songs and stuff, and then when I saw Beyonce's dress, I truly was floored, and I was like, this is legendary. Like, she's a living legend, and Rihanna was just so wonderful. All four of her performances were so great and beautiful, and just everyone was really great. Brittany did a great job. That outfit was amazing.
I got to tell you, Nicole, I've seen a number of VMAs, either live and in person or watching it live. I did last night. I tell you, the director did a great job showcasing that Beyonce number. Nick Jonas from TikTok Diner making his way from 34th 8th Avenue, that big crowd on 33rd and 8th. On that stage right in front of MSG, the dance number that was on top of Dwayne Reed with that wonderful set, that was amazing. It just seemed that everything just clicked and it all looked great.
Yeah, I think that's a good assessment. I thought it was a success.
So let's get into what you hope will be your next success, and that's Loosely Exactly Nicole. Now you're graduating to your own series. At what time did this start to happen, this start to gel for you?
So we started a pilot in October. We started the pilot in, like, September. We shot in October. We found out we got picked up in, like, end of November, December. Shot the room, started writing in February, shot it in May, wrapped July, and now we're airing in September. So it's all been, like, pretty quickly, it came together so quick that, like, I barely had any time to breathe, and I was just thrown into it, and it was crazy and overwhelming, but also amazing and wonderful, and just really awesome, and I think we have something funny here, and I just really hope people tune in, because I do think they'll like it.
Mm-hmm. How much of this new program is you, or letting your fans and public large know who you are?
The name is Loosely Exactly Nicole. That's what it is. It is loosely exactly based on my life. So, like, every episode is a little nugget of my life in it. Some of it's verbatim. And then some of those nuggets, blend into something that is, you know, fabricated by a writer. But for the most part, it stays very true to who I am. It's all my humor. I basically have the last say in a lot of things. Sometimes standards would be like, you can't say, you know, X, Y, and Z, so we'd figure out a different way to say it. But, like, yeah, I was very hands-on. This is my show.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of your humor is sort of based in part on you have the last say. Did that come naturally to you growing up?
Yeah, I've always been very loud, independent, and stubborn.
In that order?
Ha! Nah, you can mix them up. Put them in a bag and shake it up. Whatever you want to pull out is what I am.
Mm-hmm. What's it like to progress from being part of an ensemble show like Girl Code? And then you have another ensemble show that was on earlier this year on Fox, the late night show Party Down Under. And then now you have your show. It's basically all on your life experiences. You have a team of people around you that are trying to showcase your life in the best possible way. Give me the sense of the progression that you had to make to go from ensemble, now it's all about me.
So Girl Code's not an ensemble show because we don't shoot together. Sometimes you'll shoot with one other person, but for the most part, you're alone in a studio with a producer. There's several people on the show, but I didn't meet some of these girls until, like, after the show had wrapped. And then the show I did, Party Over Here, was an ensemble show with two other girls, and we worked with the writers, and we worked with Paul Shearer, our producer. We worked with Lonely Island, and that was awesome because they were writing stuff tailored to us. And then I was doing Party Over Here simultaneous with Loosely Exactly Nicole, and that is even more tailored to me. So, like, the progression was just, like, I mean, honestly, all three of those shows, I had my own clear, true voice, and people allowed me to say what I wanted to say, do the jokes that I wanted to do. The only difference with Loosely Exactly Nicole is it's, like, my life, and I am in 90% of the scenes. So, like, it's just, it was more responsibility. So the more power you get, the more responsibility you get, which I think is a quote from Spider-Man, which makes me lame.
And Nicole, putting this together, you play someone who's trying to live the Hollywood dream, the Hollywood lifestyle, you know, having it all, having it great, so on and so forth. And it says in the sort of the trailer or sort of in the description of the show, it isn't as much a dream. Along the way, on your way to being who you are now on MTV, what was like your struggle or the struggle that like was very big for you that you had to deal with that we see in this show?
I mean, early on, the struggle was like being poor, trying not to have a day job so you can go audition, but then you're also doing shows at night, but then also you do have a day job. So just trying to juggle all of that stuff, trying to make shit happen, like, that's hard. It is really hard to be a working actor / comedian, and we showcase that on the show.
How do you do that?
Honestly, I don't have an answer for you. I don't know. I had several different jobs. So, like, I was a nanny. I was also, like, an administrative assistant at a theater. And then I would, like, coach improv. And then I would audition during the day. And then I was doing shows 6 nights a week, sometimes 7 nights a week, sometimes 2 shows a night. I would wake up exhausted, and I would just do it every day because I didn't know another way to live. And I was happy. And I love performing, and I needed to figure out how to make money doing it, and that's what you do. You, like, hustle till you don't have to anymore.
Nicole Byer is with us. She had a great night last night co-hosting the MTV Music Awards pre-show backstage as well for interviews and stuff. If you didn't see the VMAs, it will be replayed ongoing on MTV over the next few weeks. Do see it. It was absolutely one amazing night live from New York at Madison Square Garden, the corner of 33rd and 8th. Nicole joins us live this half hour on Tomorrow Be Televised, and her new series, Loosely Exactly Nicole, premieres next Monday, Labor Day night, September 5th, 10:30 p.m. Eastern Pacific Time, and it precedes Another new comedy is premiering as well called Mary Plus Jane. That's at 10 p.m. East Pacific time. So new comedy doubleheader, 2.5 hours, 1 hour. That's starting next Monday on MTV. If you have a question or comment for Nicole, give us a ring, 646-652-2906. Or use our chat room, Simon Apple 04 by name. Our very good friend Rick Webb is already in the room. As we said, we have a new episode coming your way to start September this Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, our regular hour here on Blog Talk Radio. And then we will not be with you next Monday for the Labor Day weekend. We want to make sure you have as full a weekend as possible. But we will be with you 24 hours later, that's Tuesday, September 6th. One of our guests will be the former director of the Independent Film Project, Amy Dodson. IFP has got a film week coming up in mid-September here in New York with two big twists. It goes from Manhattan to Brooklyn, and for the first time, it will deal with television. Amy Dodson joins us on Tomorrow Televised next Tuesday at 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, right here on Blog Talk Radio. On Loosely, Nicole, you're working with someone who's had experience both with sketch comedy and situation comedy. I'm talking about Christine Zander. She worked on Third Rock from the Sun. She worked on SNL. What was it like creating, formulating the show with her?
It was amazing. She's a woman who has not stopped working since her first job. She's worked on such a wide array of shows. She also worked on Nurse Jackie, which is, you know, a dramedy. And it's so nuanced, and it's smart, and it's great. And that's what she is. She's nuanced, she's smart, she's great. She got my comedy. She was happy to, like, help me find a voice. We wrote an episode together. I can't say enough things good about her. She's, like, so funny and so wonderful and, like, truly took me under her wing and is just so sweet. And she emails me to check in on me, even though we're not working together right now. But, like, hopefully we get a second season because I would love to spend more time with her.
Mm-hmm. And also Christine Lander as well, and Avi Gilbert, too, as an executive producer. Christine has a very interesting project called Stuff White People Like. And I'm curious what kind of input she had in terms of the series.
I think you're messing up names. So Christine Zander is my showrunner and executive producer, and then Christian Lander is a man.
So
that's his Tumblr that he turned into a book, and he wrote the original pilot. That's how he got involved, and he's wonderful and great, and he's great with, like, story, and he was great at helping me shape the pilot, and then he stayed on when we went to series. And he's a great comedic voice who's really wonderful. And then Avi Gilbert's my manager, who I'm with Three Arts, and Three Arts is, I guess, the production banner.
So what are some of the exploits that your character gets into in the course of the series?
So there's an episode where I forego paying my rent to go get my hair done. There's an episode where I bring a kid to my audition who's Taiwanese, and I try to pass him off as my son by putting him in blackface. There's an episode where I get married to a man for money. There's an episode where I quit acting. I hook up with a lot of guys. It's a lot. We tell a lot of stories in 10 episodes.
Mm-hmm. Did any of the writers that you worked with, or Christian or Christine, suggest ideas based on their own experiences in the world of comedy?
I mean, for the most part, it was my stories, but then sometimes they would add some stuff that was, like, their experiences, because that's what you do as a writer, you use your experiences. But then, like, if something didn't ring true to me, I would tell them.
Nicole, we got a call. We're going to take it. Hello, you're on Tomorrow Televised. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, Simon. It's Rick Webb calling from Philadelphia.
Hi, Rick. Great to have you on. And you're on with Nicole Byer. Go ahead.
Hi, Nicole. Congrats on all your success. And
thank you so much.
Absolutely. And I wanted to ask, since I was taking some classes at UCB, and I'm actually meeting up with some of my, like, 101 friends from improv, and you've done a lot, like, sketch and improv, especially at UCB on both coasts. So I'm wondering, like, your advice, whether that's something that really helped you a lot and helps others, or whether nowadays you'd focus more on, like, your YouTube shows, which helped you a lot. And like, what would you do for nowadays? Would you do anything differently, or would you do it all the same to get where you are now?
I would do it all the same because UCB is where I met a lot of people who are very funny and very good to work with. Like, a lot of people who did a couple days on my show were UCB people. My two co-stars are UCB people. One of our writers took UCB classes. Like, UCB is a great place to find people who speak the same language as you, who have the same goal as you, who have the same focus as you. Getting on a team there is huge, and it's instrumental to working your comedy muscles, but it's not the end-all, be-all. If you don't get on a team, don't, like, fucking give up. Just, like, go make your own shit. Like, if UCB doesn't work for everybody, but, like, working works for everybody. So, like, if you don't get on a UCB team, also, if you do get on the team, you still need to make videos, put them up on YouTube. You need to start doing stand-up so people can see you do stuff alone. But, like, making things with people and, like, releasing them out into the world is instrumental, because the minute someone starts talking about you, they're going to be like, oh, show me a tape of that kid. And then if you don't have anything, it's hard to keep talking about you. Does that make sense?
Cool. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely, because it's just something that a lot of people struggle with there, and frankly, I think even teachers that have been there 10 years sometimes struggle with, like, I don't know whether I'm making the right decision being here for 10 years or not.
Yeah, I mean, doing comedy is tough. It's literally like just closing your eyes and walking through life hoping someone pulls you in the right direction.
Cool. Well, thanks for your advice. I'm definitely going to share this with everybody on Wednesday night. I'm meeting up with a bunch of my old classmates. So thank you and continued success, and definitely checking out your show.
You're welcome. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And thanks, Simon.
You're very welcome, Rick. Really appreciate it. Take care. Rick Rowe, good friend from Philadelphia, live right here on Tomorrow We Televise. And you have a question or comment for Nicole, don't be shy. Ring it in like Rick did. Use this number, 646-652-2906, or use our chat room, SimonApple04, my name. And again, Nicole's new series is loosely Exactly Nicole. Premieres next Monday night. That's Labor Day night, 10:30 p.m. Eastern Pacific Time on MTV. And right before that, another new comedy will be premiering, Mary Plus Jane, at 10 p.m. Eastern Pacific Time. That's a wonderful hour of terrific comedy, and it's all happening on MTV. And, of course, check your local news, boy. MTV is available in your area on cable and satellite. Nicole, you mentioned that you coached improv, and sort of picking up from where Rick left off.
Hi,
how
Simon.
How do you coach improv? Yeah?
Hi, Simon. I'm sorry. We actually have to run, but Nicole wanted to
for the
interview and thank the callers. And we really appreciate the time. And everybody, please watch briefly Exactly Nicole on Monday.
And let me just ask before you go. And Nicole, before you go, two things. One, we remind everybody, if you want more details about the show online, go to MTV.com. It's MTV.com. And also, Nicole, I really want to congratulate you and MTV, not just for the Music Awards, but earlier this year when Prince passed away, you had a special upfront event, and you and everybody were marvelous in how you dealt with the death of Prince a few hours earlier. So thank you for that. And, Nicole, all the very best to you with your new series. And congrats on last night's CMAs, too.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Take care. Nicole Byer joining us live and exclusive right here on Tomorrow We Televise from New York. And once again, her new series, Loosely, Exactly Nicole, comes your way next Monday night, 10:30 Eastern and Pacific Time, p.m. And before that, the premiere of Mary Plus Jane, another comedy that's from the Snoop Dogg folks, and that's at 10 p.m. Eastern Pacific Time. Again, check your local news for MTV is available in the area on cable and satellite. And, of course, check out MTV.com. We'll tell you about what's coming up on Tomorrow We Televise after we have some thoughts from the fine people at Audible.com. If you are a fan of the wonderful WGN America series Underground, which premiered earlier this year, you should know that next year, this series about the Underground Railroad will have dramatized the founder of the Underground Railroad, Harriet Tubman. She is one of the most amazing people in American history. And now you can find out more about her in a brand new audiobook available through Audible.com starting this week. It's called Harriet Tubman, The Moses of Her People by Elizabeth Ross Haynes. And if you take a 30-day trial at Audible.com, that's one of the titles you can get. I promise you, it is great, great listening. You know, Audible.com is the home for the best spoken digital audio entertainment and information around. Why not? Over 180,000 titles to choose from, every category represented, and you can listen to them on any device, including whatever you are hearing us now, through Blog Talk Radio. Remember, if you sign up at this URL, audibletrial.com/televised, that's audibletrial.com/televised, you get that one free audiobook, like Harriet Tubman, The Moses of Her People, or something else, and you get a 1 month trial of Audible. And I promise you, it'll be definitely worth your listening. Plus, you get great customer service because Audible.com is owned by Amazon.com. So customer service comes right with the territory. So check out how Audible.com can be great for you and your listening any hour of the day, 24/7. Check this URL out, audibletrial.com/televised. Audibletrial.com/televised. One free audiobook, 1 month trial, great selection, great customer service. You can't go wrong. Everything on the money. Audible.com. It's your home for great audio listening 24/7. I'll tell you what we'll do. For those who came in late on today's program, we're going to give you the Clock of Trivia question one more time. Normally we don't do it, but because we have a little extra time, we will do it right now. So here's the Clock of Trivia question of the week, and if you are first with the correct answer, you can win the new book, Twin Peaks FAQ, published by Applause. What Western television series launched first? Frontier, Frontier Circus, or Frontier Doctor? What Western television series launched first? Frontier, Frontier Circus, or Frontier Doctor? Now, we want you to give us both the series name and the year which it launched. And we'll give you one hint. The premiere happened between 1950 and 1970. That's between 1950 and 1970. If you're first with the correct answer, you win Twin Peaks FAQ, published by Applause Books. It's the book based and showcasing the wonderful ABC classic mystery series of the 1990s from Mark Frost and David Lynch. That's coming back in a brand new version on Showtime next year. Frost and Lynch will write all the episodes. Lynch will direct all the episodes. The main original cast members and Conor McLaughlin will be back. Premiere date to be determined. So remember, if you're first with the correct answer, you'll win that book. How do you do it? Email me, SimonApple04@yahoo.com. It's SimonApple04@yahoo.com. Please include your name and your mailing address. And remember, if you don't want to use email, use Twitter. Use this hashtag, TWBT. That's Twitter, hashtag TWBT. The Twitter option is made available by the folks at Hopscotch. The people invite you to create your own social soundtrack. Learn how at hopscotch.com. And if you missed the question we just posed, don't worry, I'll repeat it tomorrow morning on my Facebook page and my own Twitter hashtag at UBC Simon TWBT. That's at UBC Simon TWBT. However you get involved, because you got to be in it to win it. So do yourself a favor, be in the contest, and all the very best. One more thing about Nicole Byer. I inadvertently gave the last name, or the last part of the name of her former Fox series, it's Party Over Here. That's Party Over Here. That was the sketch comedy series in late night that Nicole and others did earlier this summer on Fox. Okay, so we got that out of the way, and I sit corrected on that. Once again, I want to thank Nicole, I want to thank Russ Parr, all of our guests, not just today, but all month long, kicking off our 10th year on the air this August. We really, really appreciate it, and we've got a lot of great response to you on our replays, so we thank you certainly for that. We don't know yet who our guests will be on Friday at our regular time, but we'll let you know throughout the week on Facebook and Twitter. And then next Monday we won't be with you because you have Memorial Day weekend. You have Labor Day weekend, I should say. But we will be back today after Labor Day. That's Tuesday, September 6th. And one of our guests will be from the Independent Film Project, Program Director Amy Dotson. That organization is doing their annual IFP Film Week mid-September here in New York. But this year it will be in Brooklyn rather than Manhattan. And for the first time, it will cover television. And that's what we'll talk to Amy about. That's coming up Tuesday, September 6th, week from tomorrow, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific here on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. If you came in late on today's program, you want to catch up on episodes you missed as well, we have a way to do it. Go to our homepage, www.blogtalkradio.com/televised. www.blogtalkradio.com/televised. And if you want to catch up on all of our episodes this month and from previous months as well, you can use the podcast version. You'll find it at iTunes.com. That's iTunes.com. And if you have Apple TV, you can go to the iTunes podcast app. It's been around for a couple months now and doing quite well, not only with our show, but also with other Blog Talk Radio programs. That's the iTunes podcast app. You'll find it on Apple TV. If you don't have Apple TV, go to an Apple store near you, including the new Apple store that opened recently in Brooklyn and Williamsburg, and also near the World Trade Center site. the Pat Station. I understand it's a great, great location, both great locations, and with lots of, not just Apple TV, but iPhone, iPad, Apple Watch, et cetera, and a lot of apps that are showcased to you by really super people. And remember, we love to hear from you. So use that email, SimonApple04@yahoo.com. It's SimonApple04@yahoo.com. We love hearing from you. We want to hear from you about what you thought about today's program, our guests, and what your thoughts are where TV is at and where it is headed. You can also use that email to not only get involved in our classic trivia question each week for prizes, you can also get involved in our regular feature, A Show to Know. Is there a TV show you like that you think doesn't get enough attention around the country? Well, if you let me know and we highlight the show, you get the credit. So once again, SimonApple04@yahoo.com is your communication way to get involved and speak your mind. You can also use us on Facebook and follow me on Twitter at UBCSimonTWBT. That's at UBCSimonTWBT. However you get involved with us, it's appreciated. Why? Because what you say matters. Absolutely. The views expressed on this program are those of the participants, not necessarily those of Blog Talk Radio. Our production associate is Candace Williams. Andy Toad, Blog Talk Radio General Manager, the creator of this very enterprise, is Mr. Alan Levy. Tomorrow We Televised was brought to you this afternoon by Audible.com and Amazon Company. Once again, you get a free trial and a free audiobook. The 30 days that you use, it's audibletrial.com/televised. audibletrial.com/televised. audible.com and Amazon Company. For Tomorrow We Televised, I'm Simon Applebaum in New York. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful rest of your Monday and your week. We're back at our regular time Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, you know where, Blog Talk Radio. One word of note, be safe and be great out there. And, of course, until next time, stay well and stay tuned.